Hi everyone!
Hello everybody!
Welcome back to the podcast.
You are joining us live from Fatty. We are driving home in the Fiat.
Yes, we are.
It's actually dark outside, which is very depressing. I don't know, I feel like, actually it was dark last time, but that was because we went shopping after work.
Yeah.
This is quite sad. It's dark when we're leaving the house and dark when we're getting home.
Yeah, I do appreciate though, like, because obviously when we, I felt like when we were doing our A-levels and I was sort of daylight in the winter, because I would go to work in the dark, come back, go to college in the dark, come back from college in the dark, and in lunch I would be in the library.
Yeah.
So you actually never saw sunlight unless it was through a window.
Yeah.
But now, because you can get out for a walk at lunch,
yes,
go for a quick walk in the morning or in the afternoon, like if you have time, you kind of see sunlight a bit more.
Yeah, agreed.
So I don't feel like it's as bad.
Yeah.
But it's still really it's the mornings.
It is the
driving
mornings.
To work in the morning.
Yeah, and it literally having to have your full headlights on.
Oh my god, yesterday we got caught behind a crash.
We did, yeah.
We were actually about 40 minutes late for work.
More than that, surely.
Well, you were you were about 45 minutes, I was about 30.
Yeah.
We
didn't see it,
unfortunately. No.
Not
we saw it like 30 minutes after when the people had left and the cars were all still there.
But we did not see it happen.
I was saying to Mum and Dad, because you actually got to my house at 15:15, but I was a couple minutes late. But I wonder if we'd have been on time. Like, if I was on time, we might have been caught in the crash.
Yes. Would or we haven't have seen it, or would we have just missed it as well?
Yeah. We could have been that BMW.
We could have been. Well, I'd hope not. We don't actually know what happened.
We don't know what happened. Not really.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, we got caught behind a crash.
Yeah. Our life is just crazy like that, you know.
That's
the worst things happen to the nicest people, you know. What
That's
are you gonna
not
know?
The first time that's happened to
no,
us.
No, it's not.
That happened to us on the way home once. And I remember we were like, oh my god, we're gonna be sat here for hours. We were sat there for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like we weren't even sat there that long. But yesterday we actually didn't even get one motorway junction up. Like we were genuinely
barely left the house. And we were sat about 5 minutes
and
from our
a
house.
Sign.
We're stuck on the motorway.
Yeah, that's not a sign not to go to work. I don't know where it is.
Exactly. It's just worse because you can't turn around because you just literally sat on the motorway.
Yeah.
You just
and you're
there.
Like nose to tail with the people next to you.
Yeah.
You don't really want to look anyone in the eyes.
Yeah.
But also, if I didn't have Emily there, I would have been bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
Because it's so boring. So, should we kick it off?
Let's kick it off.
What's your want this week?
My want is a coat. I'm wearing my sister's coat on repeat. Apologies, Niamh. I need to get my own coat. And I'm also going on holiday with Harry, my boyfriend, and it's cold. So I need a big coat. We only have one long coat in the house, and it is Niamh's. And it's just a long black coat, so I'm thinking maybe a long grey coat.
Have you not been able to find one?
Not really, no. I've just found one on H&M. That was my brilliant. Someone's just sat in between two lanes. That was my most recent find.
What about M&S?
No, none on there. I tried that.
ASOS?
Yeah, nothing that I really liked on there. There wasn't many waterproof long coats. That's my issue.
They're beeping. He's beeping, but no one can move, so I don't know what. They're beeping out because these cars are in the middle of two bloody lanes.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your want?
Well, my want is for my phone to go back to normal. I did the update. And it's just really hard to establish. It's kind of like
you're in the adjusting period.
Yes, very much so. The biggest thing is camera roll. If you know, you know. They've kind of changed it. And I've saw people on TikTok being like, it took me 20 minutes to find my albums. It's not that complicated.
Are they
like,
being dramatic?
Yeah, very much so. But it's still like, if you're drunk, it's hard.
Right.
On Saturday, I was showing someone a picture and I was drunk and it was the first time I'd gone on it and it really shocked me.
Right.
But I also thought we'd have one of my previous ones has become a reality because now I have red hair, guys.
Oh my God, yeah.
First time. Yeah, I have red hair.
I'm a
Dua Lipa.
Yeah, cherry woman.
Yeah. Cherry woman, walking down the street. Did you get the reference?
Yeah,
cherry woman.
Yes,
cherry
I
woman.
Did. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Head over to the Instagram, girls, if you want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did post it.
Yeah, it is on there.
You can't really tell it's
Maybe we need
cheddar.
A full hair reveal.
Yeah. Emily did go blonder as well.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Maybe we should do a hair reveal.
Hair reveal.
Yeah, so that's me for this week. What about you,
brother? My obsession is overnight heatless curls.
You've gotten good at them as well, haven't you?
Well, annoyingly, I seem to only be good on one side of my head, but I'm really loving it, and I feel like your hair is so much fresher in the curls. You know, like when you have heat curly hair, and it's a little bit crispy.
Your ends feel dry.
Your ends feel dry, or you have to put hairspray in it, and it's just, there's a lot going on. You feel like you've got to wash your hair after you've curled it, because it feels like, you know, you've frazzled it, and then you put a load of product in it. So I'm really enjoying doing heatless curls. I've actually done it twice in the past, like, 5 days.
Maybe,
just because I had a shower, put in heatless curls, and then I had a shower, washed my hair a couple days later, put in heatless curls.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. If nobody's tried it yet, please give it a try. I'd also like to try the ones where it's, like, the big, chunky ones that gives you, like...
The Sophia Tuxford ones.
Yeah, the whoosh, rather than a curl.
I think they are hard, though.
I think they're hard.
Did you watch one of the Sophia and Chinsia vlogs?
Yeah.
And they were trying to do it, and it looked... When they were going to that tech conference...
Yes.
It took them a minute to figure out how to put it
in. Maybe I'd just stick to what you know.
You know what, though? I've never tried heatless curls.
Really?
Because they're not for short-haired people.
No, that's true.
They're not for the short hair.
No, it wouldn't really work.
You have to have long hair, yeah. You do have to have long hair for it.
Yeah, that's quite sad.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah.
My obsession is waistcoats.
Yes, are you wearing one right now?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like I'll show you later. It's like a high neck one.
Oh, nice.
I've actually had quite a lot of compliments on it. I took my cardigan off, because I've got a cardigan jumper on at one point this morning, took it off, and my manager went, "You look really nice today."
Aww. Went,
"Thank you, Gareth."
How lovely.
Thank you. It was really nice. But you know when you don't really know what to say, because he never compliments me like that. It feels weird. So I was like, "Oh, thank you." But yeah, quite a few people said it, which was really lovely.
That is really... Oh my God, I just pulled it back in.
Are you chewing gum?
Yeah.
Oh. That happened to me a couple of times.
There we go. That's really nice. How many have you got now? Two?
Waistcoats. I've actually only got the two. I'd like to get a denim one.
Yes.
Leah has a denim one and it looks really nice. I'd like to expand my waistcoat collection.
Yeah.
Maybe a waistcoat jumpsuit one day.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I guess we'll just see. But yeah, I like a waistcoat, guys.
I am recommending an iPad. Funnily enough, I got an iPad for my birthday.
Have you set it up yet?
I have set it up, I'm loving it. You know what I've downloaded? The Kindle app. Mm. And I've been using my iPad as a Kindle.
That's good.
I haven't really done that much else with it yet, but it's feeling fab. I feel like a real iPad kid, sat with my big screen in bed rather than my phone. I feel like I can just turn my phone off.
Yeah.
And I've still got my iPad. It's brilliant. Would recommend it. I also realised they're a lot cheaper than... I thought an iPad was like £1,000. Mm-hmm. For the standard iPad, it's about £300.
Yeah, that's not that much.
Not that bad,
when you think of what you're getting for it.
Yeah. I know it is basically a big phone, but, you know, it's still cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, for those kind of purposes, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, I guess if you've got a child.
Yeah.
I said to my manager the other day, he was sick, because I was asking him what he was buying his children for Christmas, because he's got two children.
Yeah.
He was like, new iPads. He was like, because... I was like, oh, my friend just got an iPad for a birthday. Mm. He was like, because they keep, like, their old ones are just, like, you know when Apple, like, slows them down?
Yeah.
He was like, and they get them really annoyed by it, so we're just going to get them new ones.
Aww.
I went, oh, would you send your kids their iPad? Kids? Do they sit on their iPads? He went, yeah.
Aww.
He was like, yeah, they love their iPads. I was like, oh, that's quite fun. That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, my, I'm on the wrong notes page. My recommendation is to go to a maker's market.
We didn't go last week, did we?
No, we didn't. I love a maker's market. There's one in a town near us that we usually go to after yoga, don't we?
Yeah.
Last Sunday of every month, and it's lovely. I just love a market.
Yeah.
Like in, Chester on Sunday, I went to the market. I don't know if that was a maker's market or if it was a Christmas market. I think it might have been the Christmas market, but it was just so lovely to just look at them.
Yeah, and very wholesome vibes.
There were such beautiful things there.
Oh,
as
really?
Well.
Did you buy anything?
Not at the market, no. Because I just spent £70 on posters, like 20 minutes before that, so I was kind of in a no buying mood.
Yeah, nice to peruse.
Yeah, exactly. But it had such... There was a lot of stores that had some lovely jewellery. Tasha bought a scarf from one of them. Like, they had some nice Christmas decorations, key rings, stuff like that. Like, it was really nice stuff.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I am with you on that one. Gosh, they came out quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they're like a whip it.
Yeah. Where are we up to, dumb moment?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even told you this one yet. This is quite funny. So on, maybe I have, show me if I did. On Friday, I was working from home, but I was working from my boyfriend's house because he had a parcel coming and no one was in. So I said I would just sign for him. And it was a damaged item that he had received that they were replacing. The guy comes to the door and me in my heatless curls that I had had in from the night before, I thought, I don't really
care. Still have the thing in?
Still had the thing in my head. And I just thought, you know what?
Yeah.
Never going to see this man in my life again. So I just went to the door with my heatless curls in. And then as he was stood there, I thought, God, I look like a knob. And he asked me a question and then kind of like half laughed. And I went, are you talking about my hair? And he went, no, I asked for the other box. And I went, right. Yeah. Okay. Yes, this box right here. So Harry hadn't told me that the item that he was dropping off, they were also picking up the broken one.
Oh.
So I was not aware of this. So the reason he didn't just hand me the parcel like any normal delivery driver, and I then asked him if he was looking at my hair. I don't know why. I just, you know, when you just like, it was an extended conversation than what I thought it was going to be. And I just went, you're talking about my hair? And he went, no. I was like, oh. I just wanted to like shrivel up in a ball and just die. Like, it was hell.
It's not like a plan, because the fact is you didn't know.
Yeah, I just,
Harry missed out that vital piece of information that if he told you that and you knew he was expecting something else, then you would get it. If you just hear a mumble and a half laugh, wow, she's got a heatless curling.
Exactly.
You're obviously going to think you're saying, you're talking about, were you actually that defensive when you said it as
Yeah, I said, are you laughing? I either said talking or laughing about my hair.
Oh.
And he just went, no, I asked for the parcel. I just went, right.
Of course, there you are.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay.
Hope I never see you again.
Yeah.
Ever.
Please leave now.
That's not a dumb moment. It's only embarrassing if you get embarrassed. That's what we keep saying to each other.
Yeah.
It's not embarrassing unless you're embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
Embarrassment is only a feeling.
Yeah.
However, mine, I'm slightly embarrassed by.
Yeah.
So I've got two. One's a Soleil moment.
Okay.
You were there.
Hit me.
So, I don't know why I said that so passive-aggressively.
Yeah. You were there.
You were there. So we went out on Friday night with the girls for our birthday.
We did.
And we saw a boy we knew from college. For some reason, we said it was our birthday, so he was happy birthday. And he went, and I went, let us guess when your birthday is, because I love that game.
And quite a niche game.
Quite a niche game. It's like the same as guess what my name is.
Yeah.
Great game, if you don't know the name. And he goes, he's like, okay. And I go, May. He's like, yes, it's actually in May. And then we're guessing dates in May. And I, the first one that comes to my head is the 26th of May. And guess when his birthday is? 26th of May.
It was very impressive. The whole room was shook.
He was like, what? How'd you know that?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
He was like, shut up. You knew that. And you were like, how would I know when your birthday is?
I've not seen you in about 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, calm down. And then we checked on Snapchat this morning. It is, in fact, 26th of May.
Yes.
So my dumb moment now. I'm not embarrassed by it. It's just funny. But I was in this bar Saturday night. And safe to say I was drunk. Like, I was quite drunk at this point. But I was at the stage where I don't believe I'm drunk. But I must have drank 2 bottles of white wine. Like, and I'd had quite a few Baby Guinness shots, so I was worse for wear. And then I went with our friend Tasha, who's been on the podcast recently. We went to the toilet. Quite a queue, may I add. A couple of people drying their hands, probably about 2 people queue. There was only 2 cubicles, and we were like, we're just going together. And there's a step going into the cubicle. I was too drunk to look down and realise there was a step, and I was in strappy heels. And I just fell over the step and fell straight onto the side of my face. But obviously, because there's a toilet and there's a sanitary towel box, is that what they're called?
What, your face actually hit the ground?
No, it didn't quite, because I was kind of like protected by the toilet almost.
Right.
Yeah, because there was the toilet and then there was the...
Yeah.
It was one of those metal... like toilet bowl holders, you know? So I launched forward. My right hand arm whacked that at the top.
Ouch.
This massive my arm didn't hurt though, which is the oddest thing. This massive loud bang appeared, and the toilet bowl just fell out, and I can't broke it.
You broke the toilet bowl, and
we couldn't put it back together, so we just put the toilet bowl on top.
Oh,
and I woke up the next day with a very bad bruise on my left hip, and it is still here.
Yeah, it's quite a significant bruise.
Quite purple. So anyway, that's my dumb moment, and I don't think I'll be drinking wine for the foreseeable.
No. Well, oh well. It's only embarrassing if you let it be.
I'm not that embarrassed because I don't have a clue those people
were. Yeah, exactly.
But the funniest part was that after I went, oh my god, I didn't see the step! And Tasha turns around. By the way, when I fall, she doesn't even look at me. She turns around to like...
Check no one saw.
And then she turns around and she goes, don't worry, she just didn't see the step. She didn't see the step. What? Like, I didn't see the step. I genuinely didn't see the step. Oh, anyway.
Song?
I've got two. Do you want to go first? Because it is your turn.
Okay, sure. I couldn't think of one, so I just went with artist, because my Spotify Wrapped Apple Music version, which is called Apple Music Replay,
came out today.
Oh. And my artist of the year is Olivia Dean.
That's not a shock.
Yes.
You do enjoy it. What's your song of the year?
Can't remember. I only watched it about 5 minutes ago. My album was Ray, 21st Century Blues. What was my song? I feel like it was probably Olivia Dean. Oh, it was Olivia Dean, Dive, I think.
That's a good one.
Or it might have been Time, can't remember. Yeah. Either way, Olivia Dean.
Was it last year or the year before when it was Us Against the World?
Gotta be the year before.
Yeah, I think it was end of college, wasn't it? Yeah, Emily's song of the year was the Us Against the World Dig a D version.
Yeah.
Okay, my sorry to let you out there, by the way.
It's okay.
Really, it shows. My songs. One is Tears Dry on Their Own Brick by Amy Winehouse.
Lovely.
I just can't get enough of her at the moment. Second is actually one my sister sent to me. And it's called At My Worst by Pink Sweats.
Okay.
It's actually quite a nice song.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So, guys, we're now going to... Emily, do you want to tell them what we're going to discuss?
Sure. So, we are going to discuss what careers we would like to have done if we didn't do the one we are doing. Bearing in mind...
We could
still do these careers, but also some are very out of reach, personally. I've added some to the list that I would never actually do but would like to do.
Okay.
For example...
I would love to be an artist.
Lovely. Any particular kind? Painting, drawing?
I'd love to paint.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to paint all day, every day, and just be creative.
Yeah.
No real
deadlines.
No, just some kind of artist. Are we going to take it in turns and say one each?
If you've got another one, go.
I was going to say a stylist.
Nice.
Or like own some kind of pawn shop
PAWN,
jewelry selling.
Is that what a pawn shop is?
It's most of them specialize in jewelry. Yeah.
Okay.
A pawn shop. No, PAWN.
I'm with you. One that I've probably said before, I'd like to be an air hostess. I think that would be really fun.
You could so could
just
do that
just travel the world. The only thing is the timings of the job would really throw your life into a bit of a weird, because you'd be like up at weird hours, and like you'd never have the same routine because you, where is this car going?
There's a junction here.
Oh, because your body clock is just all over the
true
place. But I still think it would be really cool.
I mean, you could always still do that.
Yeah, exactly. These are all still in reach. Not all, but some. Next one would be a psychologist or a primary school teacher. I feel like it's kind of the same mindset. Not really too sure why. One, I think being a therapist would be really cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to just, like, you know, sit on the couch and be the therapist. Mm. That would be lovely.
Why do you feel like that?
Why do you feel like that? I just feel like I'm quite good at questioning people as well.
Being a devil's advocate.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I feel like I'd be quite good at that. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be quite fun.
Yeah.
In a nice way, you know, like it would be not as in fun, like, you know, it's fun to learn about people's experiences. I mean, fun to help people, you know,
yeah,
it would be quite a nice job. And primary school teacher, just because, wouldn't everybody like to be a primary school teacher? Would you ever be a primary school teacher?
Yeah.
I think that could be quite a cool job. I don't think I'd ever actually be one, but I think it would be a cool job.
I think it would be fun to be like a reception.
Yeah.
Year one, year two. How you know, cute. A lower school.
Yeah.
When you've got loads of kids, like, all they do is play all day. You kind of do fuck all.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, like, yeah, they're just really sweet. Like, you have funny stories to tell.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I think that would be really fun.
Yeah.
Have you got any more?
I'd love to be some kind of music artist.
Interesting.
Or like a music producer.
Yes, I put that one on.
Did you, yeah?
I put producer, and I also put film director.
That would be cool.
Now, I don't think I could be an actor or a musician, unfortunately, because I don't think I could quite deal with that...
Fame,
yeah. Mm. Yeah. But appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I think being agreed a producer or a film director would be really cool.
That is cool. I'd love to be a forensic psychologist.
Lovely.
Or a detective.
Yeah.
I would love to be a detective.
Yeah.
I think
still could be.
I know, still could be. I actually almost did, guys. There's a fun fact.
Yeah.
I know, I think it would be really interesting. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
I'd love to go into financial crimes.
Yeah, that could be cool.
That I feel like that would be really kind of... Whoa.
Yeah, I feel like there'd be some, like, cool characters in that. Like, lots of, like, rich people who, like, tax evade and things like that. That could be cool. I hear that one.
Yeah,
I hear that one. Hear it loud and clear.
I would also love... Sorry.
No, go on.
I'd love to own some kind of shop or cafe.
Yes.
I would... You know, I think one day... I've always said, like, I'd like to climb the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
But I think if one day, you know, maybe I was 40 and my husband was like... Maybe if we were both super successful.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, we both don't need to do this.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm opening a cafe.
Yeah.
And, like, I would so just let my husband fund... Not fund my cafe, but, like, almost, like...
Yeah,
help
I don't
me
need
set
to work,
up.
So I'll just have a cafe, something to do.
I'm sick of the corporate life.
Yeah.
I want to bake cakes and, like, have a cafe and serve coffee and make paninis for people.
Yeah.
Like, and I know what I'd call it. I'd call it the Starving Tomato.
The Starving Tomato?
I think that's such a good name.
Interesting. Haven't heard of that.
Do you want to know how it came about?
Yeah, go on.
Because when I was in Amsterdam with Saskia, we went to the restaurant that I don't know if you've seen it on TikTok called Stary at Jacobs.
No, but I remember you going.
It was really nice, and I thought it was called Starving Tomato. So the night before, I went, so how far is the Starving Tomato from our accommodation? She went, the what? I went, Starving Tomato. She went, it's called Staring at Jacobs.
Interesting. And not really similar.
No.
Unfortunately, just the first couple of letters.
Yeah, but I just think Starving Tomato is a really good name.
Yeah, that is quite cool.
Like, I'm starving.
Tomato.
Ooh, you have a tomato?
Yeah. Mm.
You can have a big tomato.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Yeah, I think it's like a clothes shop called the Starving Tomato.
Yeah.
Jewellery shop. It kind of gives the same vibe as that shop that's called My Mum Made It.
Yeah.
It gives the same kind of
yeah.
You know, that funk. I like it.
I would like to be a ghostwriter. You know,
that's
like,
cool.
I think that would be really cool. If I had the creative juice to write a story, I would do it.
Yeah.
And then just like have an alias. I wouldn't actually put it under my name. You know,
like in the olden days when women used to write books but put them in a men's name.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be like Phoebe and go Regina Falange.
Yeah.
That's always my go-to fake name.
If you had a fake name, what would you call yourself?
I unfortunately quite often copy Phoebe from Friends and go with Regina Falange. Yeah, in that voice, you've got to do it in the American accent. I don't really know it off the top of my head what I would choose personally.
Say if we're dancing in a bar or something.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, someone comes up to you, or you're in the street and someone comes up to you and they say, what's your name? You don't want to give them your real name.
Regina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably. Because we don't know that many Reginas.
True. I think I'd go Lola Tomasita.
Tomasita? Like Mamacita? Like
Tomasita.
Tomasita. Is that the vibe that was going for in your head? Tomasita.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Thompson, but that sounded boring, so then I decided to say Tomasita.
Okay.
And I think that's really cool.
Never
I love
heard
the name
of the name
Lola.
Tomasita.
And that's the irregularity of it. Everyone's going to remember Tomasita.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, I love the name Lola. I think it's super cute.
Yeah, Lola's a very nice name.
Guy at work's getting a puppy and it's called Lola.
Oh, that's quite nice.
She's a little cockapoo.
Slight other tangent. If you were in the Olympics, what sport would you like to do? Do you want me to start? Give you a second to think.
I'd say running or gymnastics.
Yeah, I also said running. Because don't you always think that when you see the sprinters, they always look really good?
Yeah, they look really good.
They always have, like, the cool outfits.
You never see an ugly sprinter.
No. And they always have, like, cool hair or something.
Full face of makeup. Full face of makeup.
Yeah, because they only need to do their exercise for about a minute and then they're done.
Less than that sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, I think gymnastics would be cool.
And I also said figure skater.
Whoa, that's a cool one.
I'm a little bit scared of ice skating just because the blades really are quite terrifying.
Yeah.
But I think if you are talented at something like that, that is so impressive.
Yeah.
What would you do in your spare time? I'm actually a figure skater.
Yeah, Tasha's a figure skater.
You're joking.
No, did you not know that?
Actually, I feel like she did tell us that she was going back for lessons again.
Yeah, she was coaching him, but I think she stopped that because it took too much time.
Wow.
But she used to be a figure skater.
That is really cool.
She was like, she went to loads of competitions.
Wow.
But I was like, how do you get into a thing like that?
Yeah, how do you start that?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's a southern thing. You don't mean very big skaters in the north.
No, not really.
I think it's a very niche thing anyway.
Yeah.
It's a bit like horse riding. You think loads of people do it, but no one does it.
Yeah.
Horse riding actually isn't that niche.
No. Another one I put was an architect.
I
used to absolutely love grand designs when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I always used to thought, God, like, I'd love to build my own house. Mm. But you need some kind of, you know, creativity for that. I think that's what I'm lacking, really, for a lot of these jobs, is the creativity.
You could always want to build a house one day and just hire an architect and say, I want to build my own house. I want it to look fun. I want this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And they draw it. They can give you different designs. You can be like, yes, no, yes.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to be the in-between, but not actually have to do the drawing.
I would love to be a trader.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Like, running around the trade floor, seeing all the things on the stock market, being like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah. Until you, like, lose $1 million and then you're like,
yeah,
oh my gosh,
true.
Gotta put $1 million in a FTSE 100. Like, you know, it's going to get crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
But it would be really cool, I agree. I think that could be a really fun job to have.
I feel
male dominated.
Yeah.
I hear that.
I feel like a lot more fields that you realise are male dominated.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine architecture is very male-dominated.
Yes, agreed.
Same with engineering.
Yeah.
Massively male-dominated. Anything STEM-wise is male-dominated.
Yeah.
You can go to HR, and you struggle to find a man in HR.
Yeah. Got any more?
I'd like to build cars.
Okay.
I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
I'd love to do HGV driving. I think just for a day.
Yeah, you've always said that, which I think is very strange.
I really thought my mum was going to get me a HGV driving experience for my birthday.
Oh.
I did not receive that though, guys.
That's quite sad.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. That's a job you just like to have a go. Is that what you're saying?
You know when you want to live in someone's life for a day.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a HGV driver for a day and drive to France.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want to do it for a week, literally just a day.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'd like to live in another person's life for a day.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to be, like, Beyonce for a day.
Yeah.
I'd love to be... Is Steve Jobs dead?
I'm going to go with yes.
He doesn't run Apple anymore,
no,
does he?
I think you're right. I think Steve Jobs is dead.
Well, I'd like to be Apple CEO for the
day. Yeah, that would be cool. Or Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
That would be a cool person to be. He seems like an interesting character. Yeah. He would also be really cool.
Yeah. Who else would I like to be for the day? I'd like to work on the roads for the day. You know, like, on the motorway when you see them all, like, digging up and being on the cranes. I think that would be
fun. A crane. I'd love to operate a crane. That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I'd like to be a nail tech for a day just to hear all the gossip.
Yeah. Hairdresser.
Yeah, but I thought that man was running in flip-flops.
Was he?
No, he wasn't. He just looked like it.
Tree surgeon.
Tree surgeon, yeah. That's quite cool.
Yeah.
A boy me and Lydia know is the top tree surgeon at his college.
Oh.
What a niche. I was asking Lydia, I said, did you ever hear about him? Because we used to know him when we were younger. She said, actually, funnily enough, yes, he's now a tree surgeon. He's the best tree surgeon in the college. How unique is that? Another job. I'd like to be some kind of entrepreneur. No idea what field, but I just like to, you know, have that idea and be like, business.
I'd like to be Grace Beverly for the day.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
I'd like to be an astronaut. I think that would be
cool.
You know what I would like? I'd like to work with rockets. So you know people are like, it's not rocket science. Like, it actually is rocket science.
Yeah, I actually do that,
They actually do rocket science.
Yeah.
And it is not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah.
I mean...
No, you wouldn't want to do rocket science.
You wouldn't want to do rocket science.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Because I was like, it is rocket science and it is that hard.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
That would be really cool. I do have one last... Wait, do I have one last one? I think so. A professional dancer.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't have any of the capabilities to do that, but I'd love to be able to.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm really living Strictly at the minute. Maybe. But being a professional dancer would be really cool.
The thing with being a professional dancer as well, you're not really recognisable to the public, which is quite cool.
Exactly, yes.
Like, say if you were on Broadway, always dancing and singing.
Yeah.
It's not really... I don't know if this is a lie, but I would think that you wouldn't get recognised.
Yeah, I doubt it. Because, well, like you're in the West End. You're quite far away, aren't you? Like,
yeah.
It's not like you're on, like, TV. Like, you're on a stage.
Yeah, like, if you're in the West End, like, your name's not going to be blasted, like...
Yeah.
Emily Bailey, Lab and Derek tonight, do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
That's only with singers, like, not with a dancer.
Yeah, exactly. Last one, which I've definitely said before, I'd like to be on Loose Women.
Yeah.
That would just be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Or, Money Man.
Or Martin Lewis. Yeah, I would like to replace Martin Lewis. When I'm ready, you know, when he's kicking the bucket and he needs a replacement, I'll step up.
Yeah.
I know when my time's right.
I think with Martin Lewis as well, he's very adaptable.
He is very adaptable,
He just gets told, like, about the money situation and he tells the people.
Exactly, yeah. And you know what? Whatever Martin Lewis says, everybody believes. Yeah. He could be wrong.
Yeah, he really
probably
could
not,
be.
But, you know, he could be.
He's just great, Martin Lewis.
He is brilliant.
He looks like so much fun.
Yeah. I think that would be an excellent job.
Yeah. I would like to build houses for a day, just to be on a building site.
Yeah.
What's that? I've forgotten the TV show where she's on the building.
Where she's what?
I forgot this old movie. Amanda Bynes is in it, or Bynes, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And then the girl from She's the Man.
Yeah.
And she's a builder.
Oh, not sure.
Can't remember.
Don't know that one. I'm out. My list is done.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, should we find a quote?
Yes.
I guess feeling the vibe of, if you can incorporate this in the quote that you find, that would be great, that you can do multiple careers. Because I actually think there's a few of those that we could tick off, 100%. I don't really have... you know what? My mind changes all the time. Sometimes I think it'll be really cool to just, you know, climb the corporate ladder and get a cool job, because I can say, oh, you know, I started as an apprentice and you worked your way up. Cool. But also, there's so many other things I'd like to try, and I change my mind about it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of those things we just said, you can do within one company.
Yeah. True. That's very
like,
true.
Like, you know, being an air hostess.
Yeah.
Like, can't be an air hostess in a bank, but you can travel in a bank.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of travelling.
Yeah.
And if you're going into air hostessing for the travelling.
Yeah. Yeah, and also you can change your mind all the time. I don't really think it matters. It always reminds me of, I remember there was like that guy who went viral because he had like 3 degrees. He was like a doctor, he was in the army, and he was an astronaut, and by the time he was like 30. Did you ever see that man?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I remember seeing it on Instagram for a while. And that was always quite interesting. I mean, I don't think that would be within my remit, to be honest. I don't think I could be an astronaut, a doctor, and a... what did I just say?
Astronaut, I'm sorry, I'm still reading
these. It's okay. We'll leave you to it. I hope somebody's... Oh, God, I'm in the wrong gear. It's all right. Life goes on.
L-I-F-E-G-L-E-S-O-N.
Life goes
on. Oh, the gum. Yeah, but...
is our favourite song at the minute as well. That should have been our song of the week.
Fuck.
Bloody hell, we've really been rinsing that song to death.
Yeah, we keep saying it.
Just a fun one to just drop. You know, life goes on and then break out into song. Mm. I love playing that game as well. You know, when someone gives you a word and you think of a song.
Yeah, should we do it whilst I'm looking for a
quote? No, because I'm not actually that good at it, but I like the thought of the game.
That's the aim of the game.
How are you getting on over there?
Well, I've got quite a few different ones. Do you want me to just start reading?
Sure, go crazy.
So there's one here. The universe will never give you peace in something you were never meant to settle in.
Lovely.
So if you're in a job and you're thinking, I'm not happy here, move. It's not for you. Like, don't try and make it work.
Yeah.
Okay, found some. So we've got two here. If the plan doesn't work, change the plan, but never the goal. That's good, because if it's like, if you're in a job that you're not really enjoying and you don't think it's going to get you to where you want to be, why don't you look at alternative ways of getting to where you want to be?
Yeah.
There's not only one way up, there's multiple.
Yeah.
And then don't settle for just a paycheck, pursue work that fulfills you.
Lovely.
Because at the end of the day, you can be a big grand fromage.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter if you're not happy.
Exactly. And you spend a big chunk of time at work. You don't want to be unhappy for that long.
No. Right, guys.
Okay. Ladies and gents. I hope we inspired you to think of some jobs you'd like to try.
Yeah. And maybe we'll wrap it up in a bow.
Yeah. Call it a day.
And don't forget, life goes on. LIFEGOESON. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.